Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Dream Theme Thursday. It's April 27th, 2017, and boy, we got a couple of dreams today. I just had a question in the chat because we have our summit is a week from today. And speaking of dreaming, I'm dreaming about the summit. I was like going through every person in my mind that signed up and, you know, where we're going to be and how it's going to be. And I see Liam wrote, is it Nadia, can I ask, will you be doing the show those days? 12-hour days means we could have a little sleep in. Well, I'll tell you, I will be doing the show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It might be crazy, but the show is so early. I'll be fine. I'm usually good. But the reason it's 8 to 8 is in the morning, and you guys will get your schedules. I was hoping to have them by last week, but I'll definitely have them by this weekend. But the schedules will tell you that usually from 8 in the morning till about 9:30, we're going to have breakfast. So we will start at like 9:30. Once everybody gets there and eats and talks and socializes, and then we'll do our thing, and then we'll have a break, and then we'll have lunch, and then we'll do our thing again. We'll have a break, and then we'll have dinner. So dinner should come in about 5:30 to 6 o'clock. So I just put that time in for the meals, but your day is technically a lot shorter than that. But if you were to leave and go to a restaurant and get a meal and come back or however it was going to work out and then go home, you'd probably get home later than us having the food there. So I just wanted you guys to know, because all of our meals, all of our snacks, coffee and water and everything that we can think of is going to be there, and it's all going to be her food is phenomenal, and every time I eat with her, it's all always like the best food you could probably eat on this planet, and it's the best for you that you could eat on this planet. So she adds in a lot of flavor, and you'd be surprised how we used to cook before all the additives and stuff. She taught me a lot, and she's amazing. She runs around like a chicken with her head cut off, and at the same time, that woman possesses so much knowledge about this that it's unbelievable. I see Francis is saying, can't get a connection here or on the phone. I don't know. I think to try again, because let's see now. We got to help Frances out now. Normally she's okay because the station is working today. Lately it's been a maybe, but Frances, try again. The station is working today. Let's put that on the chat and let's see what happens. So I hope that, she's back. Good. She's back. I can see everyone saying they can hear. I just wanted her to know, because sometimes you have to go through a different browser getting to Blog Talk Radio. We're doing hopefully a one-stop shop after the summit. I've been working on this also on top of the summit, was to lay out a website that offers to us where you can click on the website and get to the show, hopefully. So we're going to do that because people were telling me sometimes it's hard to even get to the show if they don't know me and haven't been used to it, that it's hard for them to get to the show. So those little housekeeping things will be taken care of. But, yeah, so that's why it might feel like a long day, Liam, but we're not going to kill you. It's just the knowledge that you get. It will be, it's been worked on and worked on and worked on. That was one of the biggest parts because it's the first summit, putting that information together about your brain and your body and your soul and coordinating it. And oh my Lord, but it's good. It's all been turned into me now. So it's going to print and it will be ready for next week. And we're just on our way. So Dream Theme Thursday. I have two dreams. They were on my page today. Usually they're in my inbox. And I have a dream from Maureen Cook. And she says, I had a dream a few days ago. In my dream, it was a sunny day, and I remember my ex and I, Alex's dad, had just broken up. I was not sad that I remember. I'm at my parents' house location, and I notice a garage, and I go into the garage, and it's a mess inside, but I looked at it, noticing things, like it has really good windows, and it is made out of big solid bricks. I'm thinking I'm going to clean up this place and make it my own. I start cleaning, and by accident, I set off the lawnmower, and it eats up a black sled that was broken to begin with. It ate it up to shreds, all black dust. I'm really loving this shed and planning to putting a rug in there, and I'm thinking of putting my pedal bike in there too. When I look at the corner where I plan to put my bike, I notice that my car is already in there. At this point, the garage is a bit bigger and loses the original feel and smallness I originally liked about it. I guess before it was more likely a tiny house in my mind, and now it is a big garage with an opening. That's it. And that is probably why I woke up at that point. I hope you have time to interpret it. Thanks. Also, it helps your interpretation to know that the car in real life, my parents bought it for me, and the bike I bought for myself. What a garage filled with Maureen Cook in it. When you break up, a lot of times our minds revert back to how we were before we even met that person. And so your brain was going back to the beginning. It's like it reeled you back. And even though there was solid bones around you, the windows, the garage, it felt small, it felt manageable. And that's what you liked about it. And even though there was solid but kind of a mess inside, but not such a big mess, you noticed what was there. It's telling you that you came to terms with this separation. And even though everything wasn't in order, you were okay with it. You were ready to go on when you guys broke up. And it didn't mean anyone had to be good or bad. You truly were ready to go on, even if things were great. It was like you outgrew. It's like your foot went from a size 6 to a size 7. It didn't go into a size 8. It just grew. And you needed new shoes. You couldn't wear the old ones because they were just smashing your toes. You may have gotten away with it for a while. Oh, my gosh, Marriott. Okay, so you sent me one last week. Great. We'll open it up. I think you sent it to my other page, so I will find it. So thank you for that. And knowing that you have these things, like something old, something new, small room, then big room, it's small room to big room is just showing you you're grown. This whole dream is about you growing and actually being conscious of the fact that you have grown and outgrown. And I don't know what you were like at this time, because when you're younger, you tend to visualize relationships much differently, and you want more from them, and you expect a lot because you don't realize people are that different, even if they aren't initially. You find out everyone has their bag of life experience and what they're thinking and all of that, and it has to come out in a relationship because you're only in front of each other. So when you're dreaming this, and like a lawnmower, and then it eats up a black shed that was broken, meaning the stuff that's broken in you is healing. And that's why you were kind of like, loving that shed. It was like a reflection of your insides, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Some of it was unkept, but now you're noticing it. And now you want to clean it up, and you want to make it your own, but really you're owning yourself. You are standing in your power in this dream. And when the room got too big, you no longer liked it anymore. Because the intimateness is what you love in life. You're not a big crowd person. You're not even like a five crowd person. You'll come out and do that, but you really are pretty an intimate soul. So liking having a smaller environment where you can call it your own, your space, your mental space, your mind, your body, it's all a reflection of that warmth and that intimacy and that search for growing, and then realizing when you've grown that you've actually grown, that you are made of solid bricks, that you have really good windows into the world. Even though it was a mess inside, you knew that whatever was inside, you're going to be okay because you've got good bones. Now, the interesting part is that it was at your parents, the car your parents brought you, which expanded your world, because a car takes you places and you need that, but you want it outside of your intimate space. You don't like things coming in to your intimate space without you, without you being in there. But in that room was the breakup and what's left inside of you. And it wasn't really bad, but when you break up, you have to disengage. You know, any breakup, if you could think of it this way, whether it's a mutual breakup or one or the other, or however, misunderstanding, there's many reasons why people break up. But until you break up, you do not know what it feels like to break up with that particular person. And then what happens to you is there's a breakdown of an entire civilization, especially if there is a child involved, because your habits, your routines, how you did things, where you guys went, the friends you had, the family involved, the work, and everybody knowing about each other and you guys as a family, it ends like an entire civilization of routine and habits and conversations and whatever went on in there. And there's a period of adjustment that you have to go through. And as you've seen the garage get too big, that's the space that you had already filled. And you may not have liked it, but you have grown. And not only have you have grown, the two things you saw in that space were a bike and a car, two things that take you other places in life. And you needed, even though you were pretty comfortable, it sounds like, in your breakup, in your dream, what happens is it was taking you and stretching you, like showing you there's still more to see, still more to grow, still more to be in. And even though that space is empty, whatever you put into your life now is your choice. It's your choice. Because a lot of time we look at life as happening to us, and then we try to figure out what life is saying. That's what happens. But in truth, that's not how it happens. The way it really works out is that when life is, I want to say, I'm thinking of the car again. The car signifies another thing. The fact that it was parked inside of the garage and not outside means you haven't grown for a while. I'm sorry, that one just came out of nowhere. And now you were ready to grow. The room was there. The car was still there, and it's up to you to go in there and drive it. And it's up to you to get on the bike and ride it. And finally, decisions were in your own hands. and in the small space that expanded was your mind. But it didn't mean things have to be different. It's up to you where you take yourself. Oh, I mean, sometimes things come in my head and I'm like, wow, thank you, God, because I love seeing the magic behind the dreams that we just walk around with. And it's amazing to me as well when somebody has a dream and it is at the end of something or the beginning of something. And you always want to make sure that, like, your dream has been represented well to your soul. But this dream, it's like one of those empowering dreams that give you the hope and the openings for all the new doors that are there for you to be able to take advantage of your growth. And not to forget that your growth is giving you a bigger format to live in. But definitely your space alone for now. That you don't need to add anything more than what you have going on in your life. So what does that mean today? It means that if you dream that now, all this time later, that it was him, that you're rewriting history and you're pulling out the best of your life rather than the things that really looked different at the time. You're like able to put things into perspective. I like this. I don't like that. I'm happy about this. Oh, that goes over there. Oh my gosh, my bones are good. I'm solid. I now know all I have to do is shuffle things around the way I want them, and I'll be fine. I'm good. I can handle this. It's a good dream to have, especially years later, because you can look back at the situation and you can say, you know what, I did love him. You know what, if I knew then what I know now, hey, you know what, he's not so bad. And you can kind of ease and forgive and feel compassion instead of, oh, brother, man. Because now your dreams include all of you, not just you, but your environment, your growth, your whole way of thinking. And you know who you are. You're solid with that. So that was really a cool dream. Really a cool dream. A lot of stuff going on in that dream. So thanks for sharing that one, Maureen. And then I got mariachis. I pulled it up. Thank you for reminding me that you sent one, because the mailboxes since the summit, not that they weren't full before, but holy mother of God. Oh, my gosh. And so thank you for letting me know. So here we go. Dear Nadia, I am sending you my two dreams. I hope you will have time to read them. The first dream, I saw a small black fluffy dog at heaven, as we say home. The dog looked like he is a bit tired because he endured a lot of pain here on earth. Then another dog joined him, and the other dog was my family dog, Lily, who passed away a year ago. They looked like twins, only she had more of a soft feminine female energy, and he had more of a male energy. Nothing really happened. They were just sitting tall side by side among the clouds watching me. And I got to tell you, Maria, this one is the best, because this one, your dog came to visit you. You got to see her in a dream, and she already has a partner, some other dog that died. Even though there's a lot that happens on earth, and it's funny that you felt that in your dream, that's just telling you that you're a very perceptive person in your life. That you even noticed a dog that endured a lot of pain on earth. The bigger thing is knowing that in your mind that whatever pain exists on earth, as well as anything else that exists on earth, great things, pain, you know, being upset, being happy, all of that, that stays here. That dream is, it's like Lily was letting you know that, hey, down there, or right there, basically, they're right here. whatever you're going through, it can pass, and it will pass. So don't put too much time in stuff that gives you pain. You're still going to end up here. You're still going to be okay. And look, we met each other at home, and I'm happy, and I'm doing well, and I'm not lonely. It's amazing how that's just little visitation dreams, I call them, when we get to see people we love or our pets, because we see them again when we pass. They're all there waiting so that we have recognition and we can pass in comfort and in light and in love and in caring. And they're so excited to bring you back. I've seen so many people on earth who, while they were passing, were so scared to death, and then all of a sudden God just gives them a glimpse of everyone who's waiting for them, and they literally can't wait to leave. They're ready to go. They've already seen their next destination. And it's so weird because you don't need a plane. You don't need reservations. You don't need a driver's license, a passport, and a ticket. You don't need anything. You just go. It's amazing. And Lily's letting you know that she's great, that no matter what happens here, you're going to be okay. And that even if you are tired from being on earth, you will transition out of it and you will be completely whole again. Whole and happy and never alone. Because sometimes we're in a crowd or in a family and we feel alone because we don't have that much in common with them mentally. Doesn't mean we don't like them or we do or whatever. It just means you don't have much in common, especially if you don't have a lot of brothers and sisters around. So when you have like the parents and the kids, and there's one or two kids and the two kids are busy, the family feels like nobody's ever really home mentally. The parents always want the kids to do certain things and whatever, 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 and then you get isolated. But Lily's just letting you know that there will always be light. Pay attention to the light, not to the pain. So that's your first dream. That was a good one, an interesting one. So now we have a second dream. I had a dream about Detective Olivia Benson, a fictional character from the Law & Order series. As usual, she was trying to catch a rapist. She was in this apartment talking to the rapist's family, including his grandson. I think she said to him that there is no gene for rape. The apartment was a big, old, and creepy. She went to the bathroom and she was trying to close the door. After the rapist, an old man came. He was setting the lights for raping her. He was very calm and confident, like it was a walk in the park. She knew his intentions and said to him, "But you know I will kill you." Then he approached her in the intention to rape her and pulled out a gun and shot him. He was dead. But then the bullet started to bounce around in the air and wounded her in the head. It seemed like she is going to pass away, and her thoughts went to her young son. On the side note, I really like her character in the show. She is very strong, logical, and has vigor, and yet soft and compassionate. Thank you, Nadia, very much. Sending love from Croatia, Mariachi. Okay. This dream, really think about this one. You feel like when justice is done, you still won't be okay in your own life, even though she had strength, even though she knew she could take him, even though she had a gun and shot him. You feel like you're stuck somewhere and you don't know how to get out and where to get out from. You feel like even if you do the right thing, even if you know trouble is coming, even if you can anticipate that this person wants to hurt you, you will get rid of them, but in that process, you will hurt yourself too, and because of that, that's why you're stuck. Because you don't anticipate that you doing something okay for somebody else, or that's right to do for somebody who's hurting you, that it will hurt you too, which stops you from speaking up, saying what you need, doing what you need on a regular basis. Because in this dream, you took a very strong person who always wins, and you had her getting killed by her own bullet to save herself. So you don't feel safe speaking up, speaking out, saying what you really need in your life. And you need to pay attention. Look around today, tomorrow, the next day. Take a peek at your thinking process wherever you are, whenever you're there. And see what you're thinking. Like, oh, you know what? It's almost like you're trapped. You're trapped either in where you live, or you're trapped in school, or you're trapped at work, or you're trapped with your parents, and you feel that there isn't an upside to you doing what you want. That if you decided to do what you want in life, that it will hurt you too. So you're taking your strength and you're saying, I'm really strong, I have these great ideas, and look, I can carry out my actions. But if I do, something's going to come and kick me in the butt. And I'm not even going to know it's coming. So you don't trust that you will be okay if you do what you want. The bigger question you have to ask yourself is that there was a child there. And you let pretty much in your dream say that that child is protected from being a rapist, that it's not a gene, it's a behavior in someone. So you look at children as innocent and unaffected. And that's the last time you felt that, being innocent and feeling unaffected. It says, was a rapist, Liam had a question, was a rapist grandson in the room too? And in here it says, yes, including his grandson, talking to the rapist family, including his grandson. I think she said to him that there is no gene for rape. So yes, to answer your question, Liam. So you're like this spectator in life, and you're just watching life. You're watching what everybody's doing, innocent, unaffected as to what's going on. But yet what you pick up is that she can do the right thing and she can kill the bad guy, but what she killed the bad guy with is going to kill her. So you have this double-edged sword. Yes, she was alone with the rapist when she wanted to go to the bathroom and all of that. So the kid was now away from the bad things and wasn't going to see them. But the thing was, you felt that if she helped herself, she was going to get hurt too. That it's usually impossible that if you shoot somebody and a bullet most of the time is in them, so it's not going to come out and find you. It's not the point of killing someone. The point of killing someone is the bullet goes inside of them and it stays inside of them. And if it's in a critical place, it will kill them. But you took a step further that the bullet somehow came out. So the way your fears are is that they are imaginary and not real. And that's your message in this dream. That your fears are imaginary and not real. You can get what you want. You can do what's right and still be okay. And when I say do what's right for you. You are not hurting anybody. You are just doing what's right. Whatever it is you need to do. I keep seeing you moving from Croatia and that being where you feel stuck. You feel stuck in a country. I just got that one. But that's what is happening in my mind reading this. And in reality, you are not stuck, and there isn't anything dictating your life other than you. So really pay attention to that. Other than you. Everyone around you will be okay no matter what you decide to do. You guys, questions Friday tomorrow. Are done. Thank you for the great dreams. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.